The assumption is that an obvious need is quickly and frequently addressed. According to a new report, that assumption when it comes to center-based infant and toddler child care in New Jersey is a false one. In some areas in New Jersey, less than 20% of the child care needs for infants and toddlers are able to be addressed. And here to review what this report, which is No Room for Babies, Center-Based Infant Toddler Child Care in Short Supply, reveals and discuss what steps need to be taken in reaction to it, is the Executive Director for Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And you can find this report and the more details about the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey at acnj.org. So we have as a foundation, 66% of young kids in New Jersey have both parents in the workforce. That means over about 210,000 infants and toddlers depend on some type of child care. That's the number we know. As far as that's the demand, as far as a supply, what's the picture look like according to this report?
Well, to us, the picture is pretty shocking. Actually, if a parent is looking for center-based care for their baby, there are spaces for a little, just about 25% of babies who would need child care statewide. If you look county by county, that number can drop dramatically, with some counties having a much lower percentage of availability of child care. So that means that a parent that's looking for a child care center so that she can work is going to have a hard time finding child care for a baby.
And how hard? I'm just flipping through the county report here. There are 18,000 in Bergen County, 18,923 children under the age of three likely to need child care because all parents work. Number of slots in licensed centers, about a third, 6,534. That's in an urban. Let's find a rural one here. Let's see if I get Sussex County up here. Quickly, it is, if I remember my alphabet right, right around here somewhere. And just scrolling. And I believe Sussex County, they have, well, that's one of the better pictures. Not happy, though. 2,556 need child care under the age of three. Number of slots in licensed centers, no, it's not so good, 647. So it's. I think those two stats just help you realize that, okay, you might think this is an urban-only problem, but in the suburban areas and even the rural areas, it might even be worse as far as percentage is concerned. Yeah, the numbers are lower, but that doesn't give good news for the 1,900 parents who are finding the slots all filled in a rural area like Sussex County, for example.
That's correct. And when you look at Bergen and Sussex, you're looking at counties that actually have a greater supply, even at 25%. So that certainly shows that even those counties that have more spaces available are still not serving all children who would need child care in a center base. And as you point out, it varies greatly by county. Some of the southern counties have shockingly low availability. For example, Ocean County has spaces for only 13% of children who would need center-based care. So this is, I think, a significant problem for New Jersey. Now, not every parent chooses center-based care for an infant. Some may rely on families or neighbors, or some may choose a family child care option, someone who provides care in their own home. Privately, there are not many registered family child care providers in New Jersey, but that still leaves a lot of children with a big question mark of where are they in child care.
This obviously is not an issue that just popped into existence. This is something that trended into the situation. Is it through a lack of inaction? Is it through a reduction in centers for whatever the reasons might be? Is it caused by a change in the population demographics?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think that we know more now about infants and toddlers and the need for child care for them. Our study actually took a very deep look at who is actually providing that care. We have almost 4,000 licensed child care centers in New Jersey. Of that number, only 1,700 are licensed for children from infancy to age three. We actually called and surveyed those centers, and about 1,600 have spaces. So you see a decrease in the availability of child care for very young children, even within a system that has more licensed centers. I think the reasons for this are several. One is infant toddler care is very expensive. And it has a very low staff-child ratio, of course. You want a baby being cared for directly by a caregiver, so it's a very small class size. But it's more expensive to provide care. And it's also, our state has struggled to support child care in general. If you're a low-income family who relies on child care subsidies so you can work, the subsidy rate hasn't been increased in almost 10 years. That's impacted on child care across the board, but it plays an even greater role in the lack of infant care.
Talking with Cecilia Zalkin, who is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, about the report No Room for Babies, Center-Based Infant Toddler Child Care in Short Supply, which you can read and download at acnj.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. With that scenario, too, that you set up, it sounds like for, this is probably a cold way of saying it, but for the business side of child care, it doesn't make it an inviting prospect if the reimbursement rate in the state and federal programs is so low. It's sort of like the doctors who were complaining about the health care reform because the Medicaid and the Obamacare reimbursement rate was lower to the point where some doctors in New Jersey were lucky to see 40 cents on the dollar of the services they provided.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and that's what we heard from child care center directors. We did some focus groups with center directors to talk about why this lack of care for babies, and many said they just can't afford to provide the care, especially if they're committed to providing child care to low-income families who rely on subsidy. It's just too expensive. A number of child care center directors described infant care as the loss leader of child care, that often they will take a loss, provide child care to an infant so that they can engage the family, and then hopefully have that child remain in that center through preschool. But, you know, not many centers are able to do that, especially those that are kind of standalone, smaller centers, not part of a bigger network. And also those centers that accept more children with child care subsidies really struggle.
So, I mean, the obvious answer people would say would be plug more money into the system, especially when you look at the ratio that centers that care for infants get a subsidy rate of $160 per kid per week. Breaks down to $4 an hour. If you want to pay someone that has some level of serious experience, you're probably starting at $15 an hour. So there's your loss leader right there. But other than money, is there anything else that could be done to right this situation?
Well, you know, I think money is the place to start. And again, while the overall child care reimbursement rate, I think, needs to be addressed because it has not been increased in so long, what we discovered is that the rate that centers receive for an infant is the same as they would receive for a preschool-age child. That's the next tier up over 3 years old, even though the standards are different. So the standard for an infant is much higher in the sense that you have fewer children per caregiver, but you get the same amount of money for a class that has more children with the same number of caregivers. That, I think, would be a great first step, address that differential. We costed that out. It would cost about $40 million statewide to address the, really, it's an imbalance in rate for a program serving infants and toddlers. If you address that differential, that would be a good first step. And we've talked to child care providers across the state who said a great place to start. It would help them accept more infants and also afford to stay in business. What we've seen is a slow and steady decline in the number of child care centers across the state. So I think the reimbursement rate issue has impacted on everyone, but addressing this differential is a concrete first step that would help. You know, I think the second issue is to develop, as some other states have done, some initiatives to provide incentives to centers to provide infant care. That may involve money, but it may involve things like increased professional development for staff, partnering with other agencies to share some services that could be shared. There are some interesting work going on across the country calling attention to the need for infant care and the general lack of care for young children.
As we stated here, and you can see in further detail when you download the report, No Room for Babies, Center-Based Infant Toddler Child Care in Short Supply, which you can do at acnj.org. You can react two ways to these pretty depressing and sad numbers. You can turn your head and look away, where you could take those numbers and realize that changes have to be made and the services need to be strengthened, supported, and obviously expanded for proper infant and toddler child care in New Jersey to fulfill and to answer what is a very large need. Again, the report is No Room for Baby Center-Based Infant Toddler Child Care in Short Supply. It's available at the website for Advocates for Children of New Jersey, acnj.org. We've been joined by their executive director, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks for the insight into the serious issue and the ways that it can be lessened in its seriousness and hopefully cured of the burden that is being created by it. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.